This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight. I'm joined, as always, on a Thursday morning by Mr. Bob Aiken. And, sir, delighted to have you here today.
Delighted to be here.
Oh, well, excellent. So what is it that we're going to break down on this Thursday morning?
Why don't we break down the occurrences of day before yesterday on Tuesday, and hit and miss across the country. There was even an election here that about one out of 20 Texans bothered to vote in,
right,
to try to improve on perfection of the Texas Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That being a somewhat tired old joke. But nonetheless, where we did leave you last time, sure enough, about 53% of the voters did agree with us that there was absolutely no reason not to go into a whole bunch more state debt for water projects in the middle of a drought, as well as to provide subsidized student loans.
Right.
And they passed. Now, not everybody agreed. There were fully 47% of the stodgy old mossbacks who voted no, but 53% of forward-looking people voted yes.
I wonder what side you come down on. It's tough to tell sometimes.
I rarely met a bond election I didn't like. But that's a whole nother matter. It is interesting that around the country, though, there were other ballot propositions of some significance, and let's take a look at two of them. In the state of Ohio, what turned out to be a firestorm that was set off after the new Republican governor, John Kasich, and his newly minted Republican majority in both houses of his legislature rammed through a bill significantly weakening the position of organized labor, especially public sector unions, whether they represented police officers and firefighters or teachers or nurses or whoever,
right,
college faculty. It is something that labor as a whole, because, again, while there has been a decline in the participation of private sector employees in the labor movement, still, about half of all union members in the country do not work for state, federal, or local government. They actually work for various corporations. They marched out in lockstep and just crushed what had been the number one talking point of the various Republican majorities around the country, where they had, as a number of folks have started saying, overreached. And it was better than a 20-point win.
Mm-hmm.
With the rule of thumb in politics, better than a 10 percentage point win, that's the beginnings of a landslide. I would suggest that the governor, and as well as a number of members of the legislature that come from marginal districts, which they had picked up,
right,
they may be in some trouble. It also, if the momentum and participation and enthusiasm that's been rekindled there puts Ohio, you know, it gives, as bridge players say, a leg up. I guess horsemen say that too, don't they?
They could, yeah.
The other really interesting ballot proposition was in, of all places, Mississippi, where they tried to define a person as a fertilized egg.
Yeah, I remember hearing things about that. They said that it could have potential sweeping effects for things like birth control.
Yeah, because many methods of birth control, including the common birth control pill, could have been grounds for at least a manslaughter investigation.
Sure.
Now, almost the identical proposition has been on the ballot not once but twice in the state of Colorado and just got voted down by enormous margins.
Right.
In this case, in Mississippi, who some would argue is the most conservative state in the country, it was a landslide. It was like 58-42,
mm-hmm,
where the polling data showed it was about 45-45 going into it, which is an approximation, which would indicate two things. Either the polls were wrong, or all or virtually all of the undecideds broke, which may very well have been what happened. But it's one of those things, if they can't win in Mississippi, they can't win anywhere. Now, that's not to say you're not going to see this on ballots next year in states where there's a significant anti-abortion movement, whether they're evangelicals or Catholics or both, where they're going to try to stimulate turnout.
Hmm.
May not have a chance of winning, but where they would help Republican candidates further up the ballot.
Right.
Now, speaking of that, there were, besides state legislative elections regularly scheduled, which went about the way everybody thought, there were a couple of recalls around the country. in the state of Michigan, for the first time in over 30 years, a member of the legislature was recalled after he had supported the Republican governor's anti-union similar stuff, what they'd passed in Ohio or in Wisconsin.
Sure.
They are stunned. In the state of Arizona, the Republican president of the Senate, retired deputy sheriff out there who had worked for the sheriff of Maricopa County, Phoenix, mm-hmm. where they have made a, let's not say sport, but they have put in more than their fair amount of time
yeah.
going after aliens. Well, not the ones that stepped out of a UFO.
Right, right.
He was recalled by a almost 10-point margin. It was a fellow Republican who ran with the endorsement of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. Probably most of the people supporting the recall were, in fact, Democrats. But this...
Hey, we're talking about Joe Arpaio, if I remember.
Yes, yeah. He was Sheriff Joe's chief deputy.
Yes.
In this case, though, we had a number of people in Arizona who were just flabbergasted when this occurred. By the way, Phoenix elected its second Democratic mayor in a row, Phoenix being right next door to Mesa, where this guy's district is.
Right.
The Democrat who was elected there joined a number of Democrats in other big cities, Houston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, who were all reelected. I guess we would wrap this up by saying two things. The final ballot proposition that passed repealed a Republican-passed law in Maine, mm-hmm. which had voided their longstanding practice of Election Day voter registration. It wasn't even close. It was another landslide. When you look at what happened in state legislatures, in Iowa, there was going to be the chance of tying up the Iowa Senate by winning a vacant seat.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat won 56-44 to maintain their majority and keep the lieutenant governor from breaking the tie.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, by and large, around the country, that has, if you will, kind of set the table for next year in a lot more pleasant atmosphere for the Obama campaign, as opposed to whoever, we assume Romney,
right.
is going to be the Republican nominee.
Well, we've talked about it before. These are the elections that always have consequences, and we'll learn what those are as we kind of move
exactly. on. We may just pick this up. Elections have consequences.
That's true, right. Well, Mr. Aiken, we thank you so much for joining us.
We'll do it again.
We are your station, 88.9 KETR.